It's 8:40 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now from 50 North, it's Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great.
Good, good. We're getting a little bit of rain out there. We're talking off the air how much we need rain. And not only every individual for the yards and the plants, but, you know, the crops out in the field.
Exactly.
We need rain everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, it would be nice if it just went all day long and maybe all day long tomorrow.
Well, hopefully no outdoor activities will be affected at 50 North, but if they are, yeah, there will be nice days coming up.
Exactly.
What's going on? We're in the last day of June. Tomorrow's the 1st of July. We always have you on around the 1st of the month to talk about what's going on. What's happening in July?
50 North, we've got a great round of different programs coming up in 50 North. Right now, we just actually hired on two individuals to help out at 50 North. We've got a brand new coordinator helping out, Michelle. She's helping out with the volunteers. She's helping out with our dining program and our arts. So she's got her getting up and getting her feet wet and getting things going at 50 North. She wanted me to make sure to get out to the individuals that we would love to see more volunteers at 50 North and all different programming at 50 North. We also have the wonderful Use the Bit shop that we're connected to here in Northfield. We're looking for volunteers down there. We're also looking for volunteers to help move furniture around. We have one gentleman that does that on Fridays. If you're interested in volunteering, get a hold of Michelle. You can call the center and ask Michelle of all the different areas that we have for volunteering. Mm-hmm. We've got pool monitors. We've got multiple different areas for individuals to volunteer and ways to keep people busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm sure you do, no doubt. And the Used a Bit store, that's a great store.
Oh, it is. Like it's excellent.
There. Yeah.
And you can get some great things for a great price.
Yeah, you can. And you'd be surprised, just a wide variety of stuff.
Extremely wide variety.
All right. What's happening programming-wise or otherwise?
Programming, we've got great programs coming up. We've got our fall prevention class. We typically try to do our fall prevention class probably about twice a year. We've got our wonderful Marcy Kramer teaching that class. It'll be on July 6th. It's Wednesday, 9 to 11:30. Then we also have our wonderful CPR and first aid class. That will be the first week in August. It will be August 3rd. So 9 to 12 o'clock for that. For the CPR and first aid, it is $72 for non-members, $65 for members, and if you're a platinum equivalent at 50 North, it's zero for it. We've got that coming up. Secondly, we've got a great program. You might be seeing individuals actually walking around the Northfield area, walking around with these sticks, the Nordic Walking Sticks. We've got a mm-hmm. Nordic Walking Stick 101 class coming up, learning how to walk with them properly. A lot of individuals might not even know how to walk with those sticks.
Yeah, I had no idea there's a proper way.
There is a proper way, and we actually had a wonderful training to understand how to, you know, walk with these sticks and how to train other individuals. We had Linda Lemke from the Blaine area come down and actually show us how to use the walking sticks, and we've actually purchased a few walking sticks for the individuals in the class. That class will actually be on Wednesdays, July 6th through the 27th at 2:30 to 3:30. Due to the limited amount of sticks that we have, we would limit it to 6 participants, but we could also see about increasing that if individuals have their own walking sticks mm-hmm. for it. So again, we'll be doing that outside, but if the weather is rainy, like right now, or a little too hot, we will also move it inside for individuals. I will admit, myself, I bought a pair of those walking sticks, and it is amazing what it can do for your knees and your hips. You know, as a person that walks around with chronic knee and hip issues, when I walk with those sticks, it felt amazing.
Wow.
It felt really great.
I had no idea it could make that much of a difference.
It is. It's really neat. We tried different surfaces. We tried cement, and then we walked in the grass. And it was amazing how it stabilized the knees, stabilized those hips, and even stabilized your upper torso to put less pressure on your back and your mm-hmm. hips, which was just wonderful.
Interesting.
Even giving you that security of not feeling like you're going to fall over.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I never realized that they were for something other than just preventing yourself from falling. Yeah, boy, that's good to know.
And, yeah, you can get a great workout with them.
And you'd have to, I could see now why you'd have to learn to use them properly.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. And making sure that they're in a correct technique for yourself.
Craig Swenson is with us from 50 North. We're talking about some of the things coming up at 50 North this month. What else do you have going on?
We've got a great one coming up July 15th. The Northfield-owned author, Jeff Solvay, has just actually wrote a book here in Northfield. And we have a program on July 15th. It'll be in the evening time frame. The start time is 6:30 on July 15th. It's a free program. Let me bring it out right away. It's a free program. It's excellent. It's going to be an excellent program. At 6:30, you'll meet the author of and have book sales and live music. At 7:15, the program will be going, and it will be hosted by Tim Freeland. You'll understand the book, and Jeff will be talking about his book. For the book is about, let's see here, it's about there was a murder mystery in 1894 in the Duluth area where a woman was murdered, and her body literally sat out, which is quite horrific to even think of this, but they didn't know how to even identify this woman. So they had her out in public, seeing if individuals could actually identify her for roughly 3 to 4 days sitting out there. And then they had to put her in a grave and didn't know anything about the murderer. They kept pushing forward, trying to find the persons. And after 2 years of using detectives, they were able to figure out the murderer.
That is a fascinating story. And Jeff is a great author. I've talked to him about this book a few weeks back, and it just looks fascinating.
It is.
And that is... yeah, a story that should not be lost in history. That's
exactly.
It's a wonderful, well, if you like, you know, like a murder mystery type thing, it's a wonderful story. I guess if you're the victim, it's not so wonderful, but it's a great book.
Oh, and, extremely.
And the date on that again is?
That is July 15th.
Okay.
So that is a Friday, Friday evening that we'll be having that. We also have coming up later this month, July 29th, as many people may know, is we do have the big bands coming in over that weekend.
Yes, we do.
That weekend, also on that Friday, 50 North will be doing its annual picnic. We'll be doing our picnic on July 29th. Individuals are welcome to come to that, and we'll actually have one of the bands actually performing at our picnic.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Windworks that will be performing at 50 North at 11 o'clock. Our picnic starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 1 o'clock. We'll be serving hot dogs, veggie burgers, baked beans, potato salad, and chips, and refreshments for it. It's $5 for individuals. We'd like everybody to sign up beforehand. You can sign up very easily by going to the front desk. It's $5 for it. Sign up, get your ticket beforehand, so that way you don't have to scramble to get those tickets right at the end of it.
Yeah, and folks, that answers a question. Yes, you are still able to get a good lunch for $5.
Exactly.
But limited time only, yeah.
Yep.
Good
and we
deal.
Have our wonderful caterer. We have Maria Estrada that is actually helping us out with
Maria,
catering.
Oh, Maria, sure. Yeah, yes. Very good.
So a lot of people know her, and her food is amazing.
Yes, it is.
We also have some wonderful trips coming up. We've got actually a trip coming up here in August 9th, which is on a Tuesday from 9 to 5:30. They'll be doing a La Crosse Queen cruise boat trip. The cost is only $70. The deadline for it is July 7th, and right now we only have 3 tickets available, so get those tickets. So if you're interested, please come and get those tickets. Upcoming trips that are coming up, we do have one coming up in September. We're looking at going to the Como Zoo and the Conservatory. In October, we're looking at an overnight trip to Lanesboro. And then in November, we'll be going up and seeing a show at the History Theater, A Servant's Christmas, the musical. That will be on November 20th. It's a Sunday from 11 to 5:30. And then December, we're looking at going to the King's Room, having a meal at the King's Room. So we've got great and wonderful trips coming up. Just to put a little perk out there also is that we would love to help or have individuals help out with the travel committee. If you're interested in learning how to come up with more ideas for us or lead some of these trips, we would love for individuals to actually come in and help us organize a little bit more and become our be part of our travel committee that we have. It's a volunteer base, and we'd love to have more people available for that. Right. And if you're interested, you can just contact me at 50 North. just call the main desk and they'll connect you right up to it.
Yeah, some great trips coming up, no doubt. Some fun destinations.
Exactly.
All right. Once again, Craig Swenson from 50 North is with us. Anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
Well, we've got some great group exercise classes. I always promote that as the fitness coordinator. Starting in July, we'll actually have a Core and Mark class on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8:30 to 9 o'clock with yours truly for a half hour. Work those core muscles, get them nice and strong, get a nice workout, burn those calories so that you'll feel great for the rest of the day.
You sound like a happy drill sergeant there.
How do I put it? If I don't see sweat, I'm not happy, is it? And sweat is only the calories crying. That's all it is.
There you go.
We also have a great collaboration coming up with St. Olaf College. St. Olaf College will be actually teaching two classes a week for us. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, they'll be teaching a full body strengthening class, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. They have students that will come in and be teaching that class in person at 50 North. So we have that on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting in July.
Wonderful. And once again, for information about anything we've talked about and more, that's all on the website.
It is on the website. We also have our wonderful Facebook. We have our new social media coordinator, Maddie, that is running that right now and doing a fantastic job at that. And you'll be able to see more and more. Again, make sure when you go to the website, it is www.50north, all spelt out, FIFTYNORTH.org. Some individuals sometimes will Google it, and it kind of gives them the wrong wrong website, I should say. Sorry.
All right. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday weekend and month of July, and we'll talk to you at the end of the month.
Thank you so much. And just a friendly reminder, 50 North will be closed on the 4th, so everybody can enjoy the 4th.
Perfect. Greg Swenson, once again from 50 North. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Rich. He has a look at news headlines one final time coming up.
KYMN Radio is seeking to fill the position of account executive. This position requires dealing directly with clients to establish a tailored marketing campaign and requires advanced interpersonal, organizational, and writing skills. The successful candidate must be self-motivated with the ability to work independently. An established account list will be provided, though establishing new accounts will be expected. Reliable transportation is required. Radio is a fun and exciting way of life. Come experience it for yourself. Apply in person or forward your resume to KYMN, 200 Division Street, Suite 260, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057, or email to jeff@kymnradio.net. Previous sales and marketing experience is preferred. Training will be provided. Salary is negotiated depending on experience. The Northfield Liquor Store, located in the heart of downtown Northfield, has been a staple of this community for over 70 years. The Northfield Muni's profits directly support our community. What does this mean? Well, did you know that over the years, they've contributed to pay for basic city services? This includes everything from police to fire, streets, parks, recreation, and the